Hello, podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid week. Welcome to another episode of Parenting Corner, where we share salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your host, Oluwakolumi Janet. And also, welcome to a new month. May this month bring to us testimonies in all spheres of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, before I continue with this episode, for those who has not listened to the last week's episode, I want to enjoy you to pause this video, go and listen to it, and then return to this video. Yeah, and I appreciate everyone that keep listening to our episode and keep sharing on their status and sharing on Facebook. I know the blessings of the Lord will not elude you. This is a seed that you are planting and sowing into other people's life, and when it's going to yield bountiful harvest in Jesus' name. On this week's episode of Parenting Corner, I'll be talking on a very important issue. It's quite important, and I know several people probably have spoken about it. There have been several people that have several schools of thought on this particular topic, but I really want to bring to us the counsel of the Lord, what the scripture says on this particular matter. On this week's episode, I'll be talking on our first ministry as children of God, that are married. I know that we probably have several ministries. Some people have ministry to the nations, some people have ministry with children, some people have ministry in schools, some other people have ministry in their church, some people are pastors, some people are traveling evangelists and all of those stuff. And as beautiful as it is, there is something that is called your first ministry, your primary ministry, something that God has given unto you. For you to decide that you want to get married and have children, that means you're deciding to take this ministry as a priority, right? As your first ministry. So in this week's episode, I'm talking on our first ministry as minister. And this message goes mostly to men and women of God who are so consumed in the work of God. They love God. I mean, they are concerned about winning our souls for God in the several sphere that the Lord has planted into them. But they've lost the battle on the home front. And our first ministry as children of God is the ministry of our family, is our family, right? Is our home. We have a commitment to our spouses and a commitment to our children. And that's what we signed in for when we decided that we wanted to get married, wanted to have spouses, and wanted to have children. It's not something that people just go into carelessly. It's a commitment. You have a commitment to your spouse and to your children and to God, most especially in that aspect. So that's the first ministry of every believer, and it will fail in the home front if we decide to neglect that home. No matter how much we go out trying to seek souls to God, if we neglect that aspect, we'll be accountable to God. I know I've heard of people that say, oh, God will take care of my home family when I do his business. I mean, this is also his business. Your home is his business. Your children are also his business. So if you do that, God will be very pleased with you. So let's not go about saying, oh, if I take care of God's work, if I'm committed to God. I'm not trying to downplay the fact that we have to be committed to God, but don't let's play that card that if I'm committed to God, God will take care of my own children. God is expecting you to do your own part. God is expecting you to do your own, put in your own effort, pay attention to your home. I mean, there are battles that are going on the home front, and you cannot keep winning battles outside and losing the battle that Satan is waging over your home and over your children. I mean, there are people that just get so consumed that they don't have proper watch of their family. They are too busy for God to remember their children or their spouses. I mean, God is calling us once again today to remember our family, to create time to be with our family, to create time to intentionally make our family our first ministry. Win the soul of your children, of your spouses. Stay with them. I'm not trying to say we shouldn't go out and spend time outside and win souls for God, but you should create a system at home, a structure of following up with your family, a structure of raising your children in the godly way. Your home is your first ministry. Make time for it. Don't get so consumed in God's work such that you will forget your first calling. I know that there is this axiom all around where people say, oh, marry someone that can manage the home. But I mean, it takes two to make the home work. It takes two to raise children. That's why God gave father and mother. And God is counting on yours. Whether you're a mother and you're so concerned about ministry outside of home, or you're a father and you're so concerned about ministry outside of home, God is calling us to remember our first calling, to remember our first ministry. Our home is our first ministry. This reminds me of a book that I read, Candle in the Wind by Lizzie Oyekunle and Mrs. Yaxnow. And the book was talking about a particular man who has made the church his first ministry, was a pastor so concerned about the church that he doesn't even know what's going on with his own. He sent his children outside the country so that he can get more time to serve God, whereas he was neglecting his children, and the repercussion was so grievous because of that. I mean, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to be reading that part where Paul was talking to Timothy. I'm going to read from my Bible now. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, so this is a true saying: if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, and all of that. In verse 4 and 5, he says, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? If you don't know how to raise your own children, if you do not know how to groom your own children, if you don't know how to focus on your first ministry, how can you really, really be serious with the ministry of God? There are some people that they have children, mentors and mentees outside home, whereas their own children, they cannot mentor them in the way of the Lord, they cannot raise them and disciple them in the way of the Lord. This is a wake-up call to us. God is calling us to remember our home, to remember our own first ministry. And if you are out there, you are consumed with the work of God, and you are not concerned about the work, your children, about your family, God is calling you this morning. I hope you look back to your first calling, not your first love right now. God is your first love, to your first calling, and go back home and raise your children. And then would you be qualified to really go outside to raise children unto our God? And I pray the Lord God will help us and give us understanding in Jesus' name. Do have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye.